Or don't let it bother you too much.
Bother, or don't fret about it, or don't.
Yeah.
What else might be?
That's right.
Another word you might use.
Yeah.
Fret or
grieve.
Uh huh.
Don't grieve too much about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I.
Yeah. There's another expression that you might use. If somebody who gets concerned about things quite a bit, you call them a, what is that, it's got a wart in it. Don't be a...
A worry wart, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of familiar, is it?
Yeah, I've heard that word used a lot, worry wart.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that worries a lot about things, you say, well, he's a regular worry wart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about the common ailment that involves soreness and aches? It gets worse in bad weather, I guess.
Rheumatism.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the disease that causes inflammation of the heart, and I guess, and congestion in the throat.
Arthritis, neuritis, WF.
That certainly arthritis is a painful one. I was thinking of one that I guess is taken a good many lives in an earlier Indiana history.
Oh, the flu.
The flu, or
yes.
there's one that does cause, though, a swelling of the throat in particular. And it was kind of dreaded at one point. What is that called?
Not the goiter.
No.
We've had that.
Of course, the one that caused some changes in a change in color. You know, it makes the person kind of yellow.
Oh, yellow fever?
Yeah.
Would that be it?
Or yellow...
Yellow jaundice?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this other one that causes one of my brothers or sisters had it, caused swelling in the throat.
Laryngitis.
Dip.
Would that be it?
Diphtheria or something that...
Oh, diphtheria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, wasn't that more prevalent in the earlier times?
Yes, diphtheria used to be used a lot.
Uh-huh.
And now I think instead of diphtheria, I think they refer to it as a strep throat.
Uh-huh. Same thing. Same thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How about the disease of this small organ that's worthless, and I guess, and has to be taken out?
Oh, the gallbladder?
Well, I was thinking that of the...
Oh, the appendix.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you say he has...
Appendicitis.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, one last one here, I think. Terms for getting sick.
Terms for getting
yes.
sick.
Yes. I think I'm going to have to...
Throw up.
Uh-huh.
Vomit. Yeah.
Now, I'll bet you there's been some change in the words that have been used there in your lifetime.
I think there has. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't know... I'm just trying to think.
Throw up, the common one now, or vomit?
You hear both.
How about puke?
You don't very often
hear
that.
That's about gone, isn't it?
Yeah, that's gone. You don't very often hear that.
Skin a goat or anything like that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's way back there.
Yeah, that's way back, uh-huh.
This area is not so rural as it used to be, is it?